She will be running the New Rockford Satellite Clinic along with other duties here in Carrington. So they're going to have another almost a doctor, but a nurse practitioner, and she will do well here in the community, so we welcome her.
All right, awesome. That's good news. And then the JDA also approved too, right?
Yep, the JDA approved $25,000 on a 2-year deal. It'll be $12,500 a year to help with her schooling, and the JDA did approve that, and along with the city council.
Okay. So yeah, we welcome her, and her duties taking effect now or soon, or?
Yep, I believe she's here already, so
Oh, okay,
yep.
perfect. All right. Also, hearing on a street vacation from Central City Lumber.
Yep, Central City Lumber's doing a housing development, kind of like behind Golden Acres Manor there. And the final reading of the street vacation was read, and a motion was made to vacate it by the city council.
So that's going to be like a cul-de-sac, right? Like
I
for
believe it's a cul-de-sac area
okay,
there, yep.
and that'll be some new houses
Starting, it sounds like next year,
next
so
year.
yep.
Okay, all righty. Foster County Soil Conservation District requests.
Yep, they just every year they request the Armory. They have an Eco Ed Day out at I believe it's Juanita Lake, and they requested the Armory as a backup location in case of rain. So
Okay, and that's September 6th
that's correct, yep.
from 9 to 3. Okay. And then some requests for beer and liquor extensions, right?
Yep, it was from Harley's Place. For the fairgrounds and for the armory, two places there, and it was approved by the council.
Just some weddings, right?
Weddings, and I believe it might be even a, yeah, it is weddings, I guess, so.
Okay. And then Carrington Youth Center had a raffle approved.
Yep, a gaming site authorization for a raffle was approved for the Carrington Youth Center.
Okay. Let's see, direct assessments for the a street project, right?
Correct. Unfortunately, everybody's taxes are going to go up a little bit here in the city, and this has to do with the 32 blocks of waterline replacement and citywide street improvement. So we did set up a special assessment commission members, and they are currently going through the properties and getting the square footages together for the tax people at the courthouse. So
So is that's kind of like a repayment of the loan for when that was done. That was last summer, right?
right.
Okay.
And if everybody remembers back in 2012 when we voted for the 1% city sales tax, the 1% city sales tax did cover a great amount of this. And this is in the second year now, and this is what we have to assess to the properties. So
Okay, so that's still kind of the beginning stages, middle stages of that, and
towards the end
towards the
now.
end now.
So,
Okay, so we could expect that coming up here probably shortly. Then
Yes,
probably.
yes.
Okay. Special assessment commission members.
Yep, these are the members that are going through all the properties and, like I said, getting the square footages together. To get three people to do this, it was decided by the council to pay them $150 a person per district, and there are four districts in this assessment, so that's what they will be paid.
Okay. Committee reports, fire department this morning.
Fire department, they're looking at replacing air pack tanks, and they're also looking at replacing a 37-year-old fire truck also. early stages yet, but 37 years on a fire truck is really, really old, and they're feeling that they need to get something more modern, which I agree. They did get their new structure gear in, 15 sets, and they look fantastic. Anybody that was out at the National Night Out probably did see that gear, and it's really nice stuff. So,
talking this morning with Carrington Mayor Neil Fandrick. Let's see, airport from the committee reports.
Airport, the rejuvenation project has been completed out there on the runway and the taxiway. Was looking at it here. It's been about a week ago now, and it does look fantastic out there. So bring in all airplanes now.
Yeah. And then let's see, emergency manager, there's a siren not working, right?
Yes, she reported to us at the council meeting that the siren on the west side of Carrington by Northern Plains had not been functioning, and they were checking it out and seeing what was wrong with it, I know, and it should be up and going here soon. So
okay. Library is looking for a new assistant.
Library is in the process of looking for a new assistant librarian. I know they've gotten three or four applications in right now, and they should be able to have a decision on that by next month. So,
okay. And police department?
Police department, they're currently looking at replacing a vehicle. The Chevy Tahoe is starting to cost a lot of money in repairs, and it's probably time to replace that now, and they're going through the process to see what's out there and what's available. So
okay. And public works
been very busy painting crosswalks in town. They're working on the lagoon, replacing the aeration tube that lays in the bottom of the lagoon. The new motor on the air pump has been put on, and Public Works has been doing a fantastic job, so proud of them.
All right, sounds good. Let's see here. Next meeting will be held Thursday, August 31st. Is that right? The first preliminary budget meeting?
That's the budget meeting, yep.
Okay.
We start our budget season again, and that's the first meeting, and our next council meeting will be actually on September 11th.
So Monday, September 11th at 7:30 at City Hall. All right, sounds good. Anything else this morning, Mayor?
I think that should cover it all. So.
All right, gearing up for that football season.
Sure am.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks again for joining us, and then we'll have you on that following Tuesday after next month's meeting. Is that all right?
That's right.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Neil Fandrick joining us this morning, Carrington Mayor, and we appreciate Neil stopping in and filling us in about the city council meeting from last Monday.